declared a poet.
It's this place. My beloved is mine, and I am his.
Isn't that the Bible?
The Song of Solomon. I am sick with love.
Are you?
Yes. Yes, I am. Quite literally. And what about a name? What will you call her?
There's only one possible name. Do you remember what I called you the very first time we talked at that party?
Of course I remember. Darling, it's the perfect name.
To our yacht, the Beautiful Dreamer.
We present Robin Ellis as Maximilian West in Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life.
She was 3 years in the building, but Beautiful Dreamer was worth the wait. And Anastasia and her mother furnished and decorated her to perfection. It seemed to me that my wife and my yacht matched each other magnificently. Both of them were exquisite. I decided to launch her in style with a party. Anastasia filled her with flowers and lights and music and champagne.
Congratulations, Anastasia.
Thank you, Alan.
It's a double triumph, the yacht and the party.
You're very kind. The boat is really my mother's work.
Did I hear my name?
Splendid! Now I can congratulate both designers.
Thank you, kind sir.
Now, would one of you talented young ladies care to dance with a humble businessman?
Oh, you go, darling. I want to sit down.
My lady?
Oh, no. No, Alan, please excuse me.
Of course. Later? Dare I hope?
Later? Yes, of course.
Well, then, farewell for now.
Oh, darling, what's wrong?
Nothing. I need some air, that's all.
I'll come with you. Now, tell me, what's really wrong? Darling, come here.
Oh, Mummy, Mummy.
It's Maxim, isn't it? Isn't it? Tell me, darling.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I thought things had got better.
For a time. For a time, everything was wonderful.
And what went wrong?
It was the same thing as before. His work. Always his work. I hate the sound of the world.
That's better. So he's away a lot again, is he? Is that it?
That's part of it. He's always on the run. London, Paris, all over the world.
He's responsible for an awful lot, darling. Hundreds of companies. Thousands of people.
And he has time for every one of them and none for me. Sometimes he's away for months.
I thought you travelled with him.
I did at first, but I couldn't stand it. That sort of life. It made me ill.
But what about your own life?
Oh, my own life. I run houses in 3 different countries. I look after the children. I organize parties. And now there's this boat as well. I can't do it, Mummy. I just can't do it. And there's more. Worse.
What, my dear?
You've seen how women react to him. He's like a magnet. He's handsome and charming and rich and powerful. They fling themselves at him.
Oh, darling, that's not his fault.
But he doesn't have to take advantage of it.
He's only human. Anastasia, you mustn't hate him for that.
Hate him? Hate him? Oh, God, Mummy, it would be so easy if I could hate him. I love him. I'm sick with loving him. And I can't stand it. I can't stand the pain. Oh, listen to me. Carry on like some teenager.
Darling.
No. I'm all right now.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Yes. Perfectly sure.
Ah. Congratulations, my love. Party was a great success. The yacht superb. And your necklace looks gorgeous.
Don't.
What?
That's all I am to you these days, isn't it? Someone who gives your parties, decorates your homes, and wears your diamonds.
You're also the woman I love.
The woman you love? That's a joke. Me and how many others?
What on earth do you mean?
Don't play the innocent with me. I know you too well, Maxim. I know how much sex means to you. And you're certainly not getting it from me most of the time now, are you?
If you can accuse me of philandering, then you don't know me at all. There are no other women in my life. There never have been.
Oh, and what about Camilla Gallant, God's gift to the English stage?
Camilla? That's outrageous.
I've seen you with her.
Of course you have. We're friends, for God's sake.
Oh, friends, is it? You take all your friends to Claridge's, do you? And for private little dinners in New York?
Have you been having me followed?
Of course not. But I have friends of my own. Good friends. You've been seen with that woman time and time again.
I've been advising her on her investments.
That's pathetic.
Go down the corridor. Now. Do it now. And ask Stubby.
Stubby? You want me to ask your best friend?
When he and Camilla were together, they asked me for advice. After they split, Camilla wanted me to keep on. Ask Stubby.
Stubby would sell his own mother to protect you. Stubby thinks you're God.
I love you.
For pity's sake.
I love you. You're the only one I've ever loved. Everything I do, everything I've done, it's been for you. The houses, the yacht, the diamonds.
I don't want your houses. I don't want your yacht. I don't want your diamonds! I only want you. Only you.
I couldn't understand what had got into her. I went for a walk on the deck to try to clear my head. And when I got back, she was in our bed, dead to the world. I remember being pleased, thinking that all she needed was a good rest, a good night's sleep. When I woke the next morning, she'd gone.
Oh, for God's sake, Duke, let me drive.
No.
Well, we're not going to get there before she takes off. There's no point in killing yourself. Or anyone else, me included. Ow! Oh, that's better. Look, we'll get to the airport. You can organise a private plane and follow her to London. You're sure that's where she's headed?
She phoned from the yacht and booked the flight.
Okay, you can follow her to London and sort this whole mess out.
You really think so?
She'll have calmed down by then, trust me.
I hope you're right. God only knows what brought this on. She wasn't herself at all. You know, she actually accused me of having an affair with Camilla.
And are you?
Don't be a bloody fool.
Oh, she does have quite a thing for you, you know.
She does? God, Stubby. Is that why the two of you broke up?
No, it wasn't.
Thank God for that.
It was never going to last anyway. All a bit one-sided, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry, Stubbs.
Oh, no, don't be. We're still friends.
Well, that's something at least.
Yeah.
Stacy seemed to think Camilla was the latest in a long line. Where the hell did she get that idea?
Well, she could hardly have missed the gossip, could she?
What gossip?
Oh, good grief, Duke. What's it like going through life with your head in the sand? The gossip about you and other women.
Stubby, I've only ever had a couple of one-night stands in my entire married life.
Then the gossip's wrong, then, isn't it?
Yes, it damn well is.
All right, I believe you. Now all you have to do is convince your wife. God, I'm a bachelor.
I followed Anastasia to London. And she had calmed down and we did talk. And it didn't do any good. A trial separation became permanent and 2 years later, in 1977, my beautiful dreamer divorced me. I was heartbroken.
Me carry that. Here.
Thank you. I didn't want to interrupt. You play so well.
No, not really.
You've always been the same. Never satisfied with yourself. It's so nice of you to come and see me, darling.
Of course I come and see you.
I know how busy you are, jetting off all round the world. How are you, Maxim?
I really don't know. Stunned. Why didn't I understand what she was going through?
None of us did. Not even her parents, I think. Not really. How are the children?
They're all right. As all right as they can be, under the circumstances.
You will be able to see them?
Oh, yes. Everything's been worked out. Thank God there's one thing to be grateful for in all this, at least.
What?
It's been amicable. We're still friends.
You're right. Thank God for that.
And we stayed friends. Distant friends. I saw the children for birthdays and holidays. And each time I saw them, they were older and more mature. And I hadn't been able to watch them grow. And all the while, there were new businesses to buy and new companies to put back on their feet. And no one to resent the time and energy I spent doing it. And so the years went by.
Yes, yes. Beautiful silk for a beautiful lady. You buy, yes?
Maybe, or maybe this one.
Oh, that one is dark, like your beautiful eyes. This one shines like your beautiful hair. You buy both, yes?
Yeah, and you end up with more of my beautiful money. All right, both it is.
I hope that's a sound financial investment.
Alan!
Hello, Camilla.
What on earth are you doing in Tangier?
Do you mind? This is practically my backyard.
What do you mean?
I live here.
You live here?
Well, let's say I'm based here. At the moment, at least, it's very convenient. Handy for London and Paris, but off the beaten track.
I thought you lived for the gay social whirl.
Not 18 anymore.
Join the club. This is amazing.
Why is it? Anyway, why are you here? Are you filming?
No. I'm looking for a place to buy.
No.
Yes. Oh, Alan, it is so good to see you.
Come on, I'll buy you a drink. So, you really are looking for a place here?
Somewhere to escape to. You're not the only one who's sick of the world.
I didn't say that. How are you, Cam?
He hurt me terribly, Alan. You don't get over something like that in a hurry.
When the two of you got together last year, I was so pleased for both of you.
It was a wonderful time. All 3 months of it. And then he dropped me. Just like that. Like a business deal that had gone sour.
What can I say? Sometimes he just doesn't realise what he's doing to people.
And you know the worst of it?
What?
I'm still worried about the bastard. I still care what happens to him. Oh, Alan. It's lovely.
Oh, well, I hoped you'd like it.
Are you sure this isn't your room?
No, mine's down the hall.
Alan, I can't. I mean, not for nothing.
Oh, now, don't insult me by offering me rent. It's logical. I mean, why stay at a hotel when you could be here? It's yours for as long as you need it.
Bless you. Will you look at that view? You're so lucky.
Oh, yes. Lucky old Alan. That's me. Good morning.
Good morning. Are there any other sort here?
Not lately. Well, how's the sunburn?
Getting better. Honestly, after 3 weeks, I ought to have had more sense. Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at another villa this morning.
Oh, well, good luck. I didn't tell you we're having guests for dinner. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not. Who?
The Marrons from Casablanca.
You played it for her, you can play it for me.
They're fans of yours.
Oh, then I certainly don't mind. I must make sure I'm back in good time.
I'm picking them up in the town around 6.
Right.
And now I'm going to love you and leave you.
Business.
Afraid so. See you tonight.
Alan.
What?
Keep out of that sun, okay?
Okay. Camilla!
Coming! Let's see. Not bad, kid. Oh, not bad. Hello. It's so nice to meet you both.
Well, have a nice evening, you two. See you later.
Hello, Camilla.
He set me up. Alan set me up. And you were in on it. Do you have any idea how much I resent that?
No, you don't. You haven't got a resentful bone in your whole beautiful body.
Stop it.
And it's not the way it looks. Truly it isn't.
Which way is it, then?
I was cruising in the Med. Obviously, I telephoned Stubby.
Obviously.
Camilla, he told me not to come here. He said you were his guest and he didn't want you disturbed.
Did he? Well, then I'm sorry I accused him. So how did you get in here, then?
Believe me, it took some doing. But finally I convinced him I had to see you.
And he just caved in?
Because I had to apologize, Camilla.
Go on, then.
I'm sorry. I'm so very sorry. I behaved appallingly. And you didn't deserve it. It was very wrong of me. Do you accept my apology?
Yes.
Then let's kiss and make up.
Oh, no. No kissing. Let's shake and make up.
Anything you say. Here. Camilla, I apologize.
Maxim, I accept. Hey, no kissing, I said.
Hands don't count.
Not for you, maybe. Well, you've apologized.
Yes.
Are you going to leave?
Do you want me to?
What do you want?
I want us to have dinner together.
And afterwards?
Let's wait and see, shall we?
This garden's a magical place.
Look at the way those lights make the fountains sparkle.
And how the orange trees stand out against the darkness. We could be in one of your movies.
Well, I've never been on a set that looked as good as this.
And you've never looked as lovely as you do tonight. Camilla.
Maxim. Maxim, no more games. What do you want?
You.
For how long?
Tonight? The next 2 weeks? For as long as I'm in these parts?
And then?
I don't know.
At least you're honest.
Nothing less would do for you. Not now. Well?
I want you too.
But?
But I'm afraid.
Don't be.
I won't hurt you again.
You will if you leave me.
Shall we go in?
Yes. Let's go in.
For a fleeting moment, as she stood naked in the brilliant moonlight streaming through the bedroom window, she looked like some glorious statue. And then she moved. She came into my arms, and I realized, all over again, that beneath that serene and gentle exterior, there was a very different woman, earthy, sensual, and fiery. In the months since we'd parted, there hadn't been a single day when she'd not been in my thoughts. And now, it was as if every one of my senses was clamoring for her. We moved together. We rose and fell together. And when our passion exploded around us, we both cried out aloud and sank down together into oblivion.
You know, I did have one other reason for wanting to see you.
Oh? And what was that?
Did I mention I was sailing round the Med? Well, I don't have to be back just yet.
Back on board?
Back at work.
You really mean the mighty West Empire can get along without you?
For a couple more weeks, at least.
Good God.
Well, actually, I do have an office on board.
I might have known.
Anyway.
What?
I was wondering if you'd like to join me.
Well, 2 weeks. On a luxury yacht, cruising the Mediterranean.
Yes. Will you?
I'll, think about it.
I'm glad you decided to come.
Me too. And I'm so pleased that you're here. He never mentioned that, you know.
That he'd invited me as well. I'm not surprised. He tends to take my presence for granted. I hope you are going to stick around. You're good for him.
Oh, Alan, I don't know. I've got my work.
And he's got his. You could easily sort that out.
I just wish I knew what he really feels about me.
Yes. He's not exactly good at letting people know that, is he? There is another reason.
For what?
For you to stick around. If you don't do it for Duke, then do it for yourself.
Alan?
You're looking wonderful. Better than I've seen you for years. It's as if all the strain and worry has just been wiped away. Don't you feel it?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
You've loved him from the moment I first introduced you, haven't you?
Has it really been that obvious?
Only to me, I think.
Yes. I love him. If this was a movie, that would be it, wouldn't it? Love would conquer all. But this isn't a damn movie. He's still in love with Anastasia.
You think so?
Don't you?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I do know that she doesn't want to get back with him. She just couldn't live in his sort of world.
And I could.
Yes, I think you could. You're tougher than you look, kid.
Some kid. But thanks.
It's obvious he feels something for you. Perhaps it's love. Perhaps it's just, I don't know, affection. Either way, I think you're damned lucky to have each other. It's a lousy world, Cam. You two have more going for you than most. Be grateful.
Alan.
Stay with him. For both your sakes. Please. Wow. What was that for?
For being you. Just for being you.
Here.
Thank you. Oh, that's wonderful.
So it should be. That's one of the finest vintages ever bottled.
Is this a special occasion?
That's rather up to you.
What do you mean?
Will you marry me?
Oh, my darling. Of course I will.
Aren't we there yet, Dad?
Yes, how much longer?
Listen to the pair of you. You sound like a couple of three-year-olds.
Cheek.
We want to see the house, that's all.
Yes, after the wonderful build-up you've given it.
We didn't exaggerate, you'll see. It's the most perfect Queen Anne Manor house.
How are the designers doing, Camilla?
When I was there last week, the place was in chaos. I'm hoping they'll have made some progress since then.
I still think we could have done it for you ourselves. Chuck on a bit of paint, hey, Dad?
And slap up some wallpaper, piece of cake.
Slap up some wallpaper? Oh, you horror. How can you bear to be related to them, Alex?
I've no idea. How can you?
Men.
Heaven preserve me from family days out in the country.
Oh, darling.
What?
It's just a family day out. A family. It's wonderful. Humphrey?
Yes, Mrs. West?
Would you stop just around the next corner, please? That's the best view.
Very good, ma'am.
There you are. Lacey Court.
Everything's going so well.
Marvellously well. Those fabrics you chose.
Oh, fabulous.
Fabulous. The whole house is really coming together, Camilla. It has...
Cohesion?
Cohesion.
Mm. I can't wait to see everything.
We looked at Rose for the hall.
But then we thought, no.
No, no, no. Camilla was right all along. We thought it simply had to be deep salmon.
Deep salmon.
Is that different from shallow salmon?
Why don't you men go and look in the grounds or something?
Splendid idea. Come on, Dad.
Hang on, Michael. Darling?
Yes?
It's looking glorious. Really glorious. Well done.
Left. Left. Just a touch more. Hold it.
Holding it.
What do you think?
Fraction more?
Try just a fraction more.
One fraction.
Yes. That's it. That's perfect.
What about the other side?
The same.
No, I'm not sure.
Hang on a second. I'll come up. Now. What do you think, Alex?
Looks good. Perhaps if you draped it a bit tighter.
Okay. Like that?
How's it going?
Need a hand?
Hardly.
Hello, darling. What do you think?
Wonderful. Come down and have a look from here.
All right. Got it, Tony?
Got it.
Now, don't let it drop.
Keep back. Keep back. Darling.
Michael, phone for an ambulance. Move!
No, there's no need. There's no need. She's dead.
In part 6 of Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life, Maximilian West was played by Robin Ellis and Alan Trenton by Simon Williams. Camilla, Nicola Paget, Anastasia, Alexandra Bastido, Theodora, Emma Fielding, Margot Derevenko, Pauline Jameson. Alex West, Elaine Pike, Michael West, Nicholas Fletcher, Allison, Janet Moore, Tony, Chris Pavlow. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The pianist was Michael Haslam. The Women in His Life is dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.